Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. This is America's Heroes Group on Saturday, May 16th, America's Heroes Group Roundtable with Outside the City with Brian Kloss. May is Mental Health Awareness and Asian American Heritage Month. And we are so happy to have with us Brian Kloss. He's been with us some time, neutral arbiter, mediator, and attorney at Kloss ADR, Inc., located in Park Ridge, Illinois, and America's Heroes Group advisory board member. How are you?
Good afternoon, Cliff. Greetings from the desert southwest. I'm sitting here about 5 minutes from Davis-Monthan Air Base, so like my past few appearances, if you hear anything in the background, the A-10s are up today.
They are up today. Okay. How you doing? Okay? Everything well?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
Fine. With, you know, notwithstanding all of the things that are going on, you just have to keep moving, right?
Yep. Looking forward to getting back to the best city on the planet.
That's great. Also joining us, Brian, of course, we know well, and he is just great. Also, Brent G. Filbert, retired 30-year U.S. Navy veteran and clinical director for Mizzou Veterans Clinic at the University of Missouri School of Law. How are you, Counselor?
I'm doing great, Cliff. And Brian, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you with us because, you know, retired 30-year U.S. Navy veteran. You've done that for a while. You know what you're doing. The discussion today, and, of course, we want everybody to participate, serving disabled veterans in rural areas in America. Now, that's very important, isn't it?
It's very important. It's a part of the veterans population that really is underserved, and a lot of veterans go back into rural communities when they get done with their service, if it's 3 years or 30 years, and they live in a different you know, different places than other people, and it's just a different experience, and it's important to make sure that those rural veterans get the services and the attention and everything that they deserve because of their service.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we want you to tell us. You've got so much you can tell us about. Brian, of course, has been a America's Heroes Group advisory board member, Professor Filbert. You, on the other hand, clinical director of the Mizzou Law School Veterans Clinic, and just the things that you have been doing as a professor and all, we want to talk about, you know, serving disabled veterans in rural areas. So help us with this, will you, Professor Filbert? Before you do that, because you've got such a background also. Tell us about what you have done relative 30 years serving as an attorney in the military, and you've done a lot of things, and then we'll get into the other.
Well, I appreciate that. I've I would say that I've been incredibly lucky in my career as an attorney and serving in the Navy. I just had really interesting assignments, and I just always have felt very fortunate about it. So I come from a military family. My grandfather was a career Marine, serving in World War II. My father was a Marine, and so serving in the military was something that I always just thought I would do. And as I was coming out of law school, I thought, well, this is the time to do it. So I joined the Navy JAG Corps in late 1988, and then began serving. I had sort of the typical assignments early in my career as a prosecutor and then as a defense counsel. I served for 2 years on an aircraft carrier, the USS Kitty Hawk, which was really an interesting experience. And when you're a lawyer on board a ship, no one cares that you're the lawyer, except when there's all kinds of other things to do. So you serve both in the capacity of as the attorney on board, but also you're doing all kinds of other things, like learning how to fight fires and all that. And from there, I just had, and I wondered sometimes if it was the right thing when I was doing that, but, I did it. And then I got to teach at the Naval Academy. I worked in the Pentagon. I did a lot of work as a defense counsel in the military, which I think of all the jobs that I could have personally, defending sailors and Marines was just it was a privilege, really, to do that, to make sure that their rights were upheld and that justice was served. So I did that as well. And then I really moved into other things. I was a military judge. And then ultimately, my last assignment was I was the deputy chief defense counsel for the military commissions. I worked out of the Pentagon, but I spent most of my time down in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. So that was a very different type of experience as well.
Yeah, that's got to be. But, you know, you say the Pentagon as though, oh, yeah, the Pentagon. That's how many people serve at the Pentagon, you know?
Right. Well, when you're there, it looks like a lot because I got lost all the time. But it's one of those places where you really do feel the energy of important decisions being made, and
sure.
Makes you realize that. And you're just serving around smart people and motivated enlisted officers, and it was something that. It taught me a lot about leadership, about organization, those things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that is something. The other thing you mentioned that I had always thought about and never was able to get there, you served on a carrier?
I did, yep.
Yeah. That's something that I always used to think about, you know, which is just totally amazing. But the Pentagon situation, between that, it's just wonderful what you were doing. So,
thank you, Cliff. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's great.
Hey, we bring you some interesting guests, Cliff. Brent's really squared away, and he's taken that military approach to a really interesting program. As you know, and as we've talked about repeatedly on your show, if you're in a rural community where a lot of vets are, and they tend to be older than average, they tend to be sicker or more disabled than the national average, and they get concentrated in certain small communities, there's no legal aid outside of most big cities. And Brent has come up with a really interesting program that's super cost effective, uses community resources, and he's doing terrific work. Brett, could you mind chatting a bit about how you came up with this idea and how you deliver this idea?
Sure, Brian. So at the Veterans Clinic at the Mizzou Law School, it's myself and another attorney who run the clinic. Her name is Angela Drake, and she is a real pioneer in veterans law and in creating the Veterans Clinic at the law school. She had an experience several years ago where she went out to a rural part of the state of Missouri, but this would apply to really almost any state in the union, and to meet with veterans and explain some of the processes with VA disability compensation cases. And she was overwhelmed at this particular meeting with the number of veterans, and as Brian, as you said, in particular older veterans who had questions about disability, about their disability claims. You know, the disability claims process, you know, we work at the law clinic on the more difficult cases, the cases that are on appeal, where there are unique issues or the veteran did not get a good decision or the right decision early on. So in any event, she had this experience and came up with the idea, and then I came on board the clinic shortly after that to have an outreach program to rural veterans in our state. And so we did a lot of research on where veterans are located, rural veterans are located, where there's a lack of resources in terms of what are called veteran service officers, VSOs, who can assist with filing initial claims. And then we came up with a plan to really go around the state to different regions and meet with veterans there to assist them with different things. But in particular, what we do at the Veterans Clinic at Mizzou, which is disability compensation cases, mostly appeals, and discharge upgrades, which at some point I'd like to talk a little bit about discharge upgrades because I think they're so important in today's military for veterans. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, Brett, I was going to jump in. So you're faced with COVID-19. You're faced with a big state like us. I mean, we've got two veterans clinics in Chicago at the law schools, in Chicago and Carbondale, 300 and something miles apart. How are you getting to those folks in the far-flung corners of Missouri with the efficiency that you're doing and able to show a lot of results in short order?
Yeah, that's great. Sure. I want you to hold that. We need to take a break. And we come back and you respond to that. Would you do that, please?
Sounds terrific.
Okay. Brian Kloss, Brent Filbert. This is, of course, America's Heroes Group. I'm Cliff Kelly. And our call-in number is 773-591-1690. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. All right, we'll just continue. Okay, we'll continue now. I thought we were going to take a break. All right, help us with this then, okay?
Sure. So,
yeah, go right ahead. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah, we started the program, this rural outreach program, which we call Tigers for Troops, by traveling to different parts of the state. And that was okay, but it took a lot of time and it was cost money. So we have been able to transform it into a program where we advertise and market that on particular days, veterans can go to one of our extension offices, Mizzou's a land-grant university, so there's an extension office in every county in the state. Mm-hmm. So veterans can go to these extension offices. This is how it worked initially. And then link up with us remotely using Zoom, which is what everyone's using these days. And we can conduct individual legal consultations with veterans on those issues that I mentioned, disability claims and discharge upgrades, where we're at the law school, they're at the extension office. I talk with the veteran individually about their case. Law students observe what's going on because it's a great learning experience for them. And we also have a representative from the VA healthcare system to enroll or answer any questions about health care for each veteran who has a meeting with us during these days where we do these consultations. So we've done that, and that's been tremendously successful, and it just has such great opportunities. And now the last one we did, which was in April, we were able to do it where the veterans didn't even have to leave their homes. They did it all from their where they lived. Now, which is terrific, particularly for older veterans.
Sure.
And we understand that there's going to be situations maybe where a veteran may not have that technology, and we figure out ways to deal with that. But the ones we did last time, which was 10 veterans in a single day for these hour-long consultations, they all did it from the comfort of their living rooms, which was really amazing.
That's great, and that has worked very well.
It has, and we have plans to keep doing that really, I guess for the foreseeable future. There's no reason why I wouldn't continue doing it. And also during the COVID situation, it really did not stop us at all in terms of being able to have these outreach to rural veterans. And so we really haven't missed a beat in terms of being able to meet with rural veterans and provide them the assistance that we can provide in person, but we just do it remotely now, and it's terrific.
What's been the response to that, to cover the problem?
It's been the response in terms of the people who, with the university, mm-hmm. the people who work in Extension, the rural veterans, and the veteran service organizations, once they hear about this and really understand it, I mean, they're just ecstatic that it can be so simple, but so important for the veterans who, disabled veterans who are really trying to get difficult issues resolved. And as Brian knows, the disability compensation system, once you get past the initial claim, is very complicated, can be overwhelming, and in a lot of ways can be really disheartening. And you can see with the veterans, when you see them on the screen and they see that someone's going to be there to help them, and then there's a light at the end of the tunnel, it just makes them very grateful and very happy that someone is really fighting for them.
Well, it certainly is wonderful that you can do this. It's just needed so much, but I'm sure a lot of people are unaware of the services that are rendered here.
One of the things that Brent, in the couple few minutes we have left, Cliff, should really talk about is something of mm-hmm. import to your listeners, and that's people who get out with bad paper. They did something stupid, mm-hmm. and they got an OTH or something, and now they're not entitled to benefits. Mm-hmm. They can't get into the health care. They can't get their home loan. They can't get their ed benefits and can't get their disability. Brent, could you talk about the importance of discharge upgrades and the changes you're making to people's lives through the discharge upgrade process?
Sure, Brian. Yeah, this is really, it's a passion of mine, I guess in part because I defended sailors and Marines when I was on active duty. But so there's a significant number of military members who are discharged for what we would consider in most instances to be relatively minor misconduct. They mm-hmm. get in a fight, they go AWOL for a short period of time, they smoke pot, and even though they would have maybe served 3, 4, 5 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan or fought in Vietnam or whatever, they get discharged from the military with what's known as an other than honorable discharge.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sound much different than a dishonorable discharge. It is in terms of that it's done administratively. But what the effect is so catastrophic, because those service members are entitled to no VA benefits,
yeah.
none.
That's terrible.
Even if they're disabled, even if they mm-hmm. have serious PTSD, TBI, disability compensation for those situations is not going to happen for them in most cases. So what we do, there's a process to apply for a discharge upgrade through the Department of Defense, and DOD, to their credit, has instituted some changes recently that make it much more possible for service members to get those discharges upgraded, as we represent them during that process. And at the law school at Mizzou, we've been very successful in those cases. It takes a lot of work. It takes some, you have to dig in and really find the evidence and maybe have an expert provide an opinion that's going to be helpful, but we do it, and it's just a critical part because there's this segment of veterans who are out there who really need that help, and many of them just will give up and be in really in a bad place after all they've done in many instances, and then just have that label of an other than honorable discharge and no help really for them anywhere that they can see.
That's terrible. I just think it's great you're doing what you're doing. Serving disabled veterans in rural areas is important. And what you were just telling us, Brent, is fantastic. Brian, of course, is one of our American Heroes Group advisory board members. Brian, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Cliff. Thank you.
Yeah, for bringing in Brent also, and the things you continue to do. We just, it's needed, you know, it's needed, and with folks such as yourselves, it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. So thank you.
Brett's doing the work of the Lord out there in Missouri, and he's really getting all throughout the state to communities that otherwise would not have anybody out there to help them. And, you know, could you imagine, Cliff, sitting out there in the middle of nowhere with,
no.
You know, after the government tells you no, and they set up a process that's
right.
difficult to manage for even a lawyer. So he's doing great work.
And we appreciate it. To both of you, all right? Thank you so much.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Cliff.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll talk again. You're more than welcome.
Take care.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the American Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.